supposedly low IQ to explain that the Israeli intelligence assessment, even though the IDF disagreed, by the way.
Politician, leader, Naftali Bennett, explaining Israel's next step. Here's where they're going next. Watch.
A new Turkish threat is emerging. I want to be very clear. Turkey and Qatar have gained influence in Syria, are seeking influence elsewhere and everywhere throughout the region. And from here, I warn, Turkey is the new Iran. Erdogan is sophisticated, dangerous, and he seeks to encircle Israel. We can't close our eyes again.
He's sophisticated and dangerous. It's hardly an endorsement of Erdogan, the Turkish leader, hardly an endorsement of him to say, when Bennett says he's dangerous, what he really means is he's sovereign. We can't tell him what to do. We don't fully control him. We can influence him, and it's clear that Israel and Turkey did have some kind of relationship in the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad in Syria last year, just to guess. But the real problem with Turkey is that it can't be controlled. So it is therefore a threat to Israel. And again, not attacking Israel. That's true.
Immediate, full, and unconditional withdrawal from all occupied Lebanese territories. Sustainable calm requires the full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701 and unwavering respect for Lebanon's sovereignty and territorial integrity along the blue line.
Israel is not just controlling our foreign policy. They're trying to get full control of the media, even more control of domestic policy to ensure on their flank their takeover of the Middle East and to make sure we join them in this. So this is the new world war being set up. We were supposed to pivot to deal with China. Nope, sorry. Israel says China can do whatever it wants. You work for us. It's a big deal. And if you talk about it, well, you're just anti-Jewish. What? Tucker is absolutely right. This is how big empires operate, and Israel is acting like an empire because it controls, to a great extent, the United States. They've got polls in Israel. The majority of Israelis want a greater Israel. They want half of Lebanon. They want large pieces of the rest of the Middle East. And if they think they can go take it, well, then, you know, that's up to them. But we should not pay for it, and we shouldn't die for it. And so Tucker Carlson recently came out and said that Turkey and Lebanon are next. That's because not just Netanyahu's party, but the other major parties, the other two conservative parties, they make up the majority together, they're openly giving speeches. I played them a few weeks ago here, saying yes. They're even trying to start selling advanced real estate speculative contracts on once it's taken over, who will get first dibs on it. And so they're carpet bombing Christians in Lebanon, 30 plus thousand homes destroyed. And when you tune into the Christian, you know, Zionist channels that are the dominant channels on cable, there's not a damn word about this, except Huckabee got asked about it a month ago by Tucker, saying, so according to your interpretation of Genesis, Israel can have the whole Middle East. And he said, yes, just take it all. You want to see the clip again?
It is entirely fair for me with respect to ask, what land are you talking about? Because I just read Genesis 15, as I have many times. Mm-hmm. And that land, I think it says, from the Nile to the Euphrates, which is, once again, basically the entire Middle East. So God gave that land to his people, the Jews, or he didn't. You're saying he did. What does that mean? Does Israel have the right to that land? Because you're appealing to Genesis.
Yeah.
You're saying that's the original deed.
It would be fine if they took it all.
Okay. So you go take it all then. And that and I've seen Netanyahu's deputy and the leaders of the other parties say on Fox News, Turkey is the new enemy after we take down Iran. Well, it's got the biggest conventional military in NATO. And they just worked with Turkey, Israel did a year and a half ago, right before Trump got in, to take down Assad and put Al-Qaeda in. So it's just, it's a disgusting mess. It's a black hole. It's totally insane.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Tuesday, the 21st of April, 2026. We got a lot of stories to cover. Mostly because we didn't cover any stories yesterday. We talked endlessly about The Onion lying about buying us, having to disprove them in live time. They don't own us. They don't own the studios. And it's likely that they never will. But I got a big old stack of news from yesterday. I also prepared a report yesterday that I wasn't able to get to about the way that Christians are treated in Israel after this big hullabaloo about the image of a Israeli soldier smashing a statue of Christ went totally viral. And we had a lot of, and of course, Netanyahu came out talking about it. And a few times they've come out recently and presented themselves as the protectors of Christians. We'll go over that pretty thoroughly. And we got just a bunch of news to talk about across the board here. And just talking about the reaction to the statement from The Onion about taking us over. And just the general suicide of the Republican Party. Sort of the last gasp hope of any ability to reclaim the United States. We'll get into all of it. Let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 21st of April, 2026. U.S. delegation set to leave for Islamabad as Iran's ceasefire nears expiration. This is a little bit weird. Basically, Iran has said they're not going to negotiate. And so Trump is saying they're going to send people to Islamabad, but nobody's going to be there to meet them. And J.D. Vance has been withdrawn from the delegation, apparently. A U.S. delegation is expected to depart Tuesday for a second round of face-to-face peace talks with Iran in Islamabad. As the fate of the two-week ceasefire remains unclear, Iran has yet to confirm its attendance, instead warning that it is prepared to unveil new cards on the battlefield. The ceasefire is set to expire Wednesday. And we'll get back to that in just a little bit. Meanwhile, in the U.K., smoking will now be banned for anybody born after the year 2008. Smoking will be banned for anyone born after 2008 as landmark legislation clears Parliament. Children aged 17 or under will face a lifelong ban on buying cigarettes in a landmark bill which hopes to make a smoke-free generation. The tobacco and vapes bill passed through Parliament today and will make it illegal for anyone born after 2008 to buy tobacco from a shop. Because if there's one thing that the UK government is hyper-concerned with, it's the health and well-being of their people. No, there's got to be something else. Nicotine's got to be good for you. The only thing I can glean from this is there's something about nicotine that must be good for specifically white people. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. I have no scientific basis to back this up. All I know is if they really wanted to help the health of the UK people, they would deport like 15 million illegal immigrants. So NHS would actually function properly and be funded and not have to spend all this money taking care of random foreigners. They wouldn't be so concerned about nicotine. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about nicotine that scares these people. All I know is that's basically where I'm at this point. If they say not to do something, all I know is that it's got to be good for white people. That's everything they do is dictated by what is bad for white people. So this is the obvious conclusion to come to. Meanwhile, Southern Poverty Law Center says it faces DOJ probe over paid informants. The Southern Poverty Law Center, a storied organization, they say. Yeah, I guess it's storied. I mean, kind of like how there are stories about serial killers. Yes, they're storied in a way. A storied organization founded to promote racial justice in the South said it's facing a Justice Department investigation, including possible criminal charges over its past use of paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups. The civil rights organization revealed the probe in a video message from its CEO, Brian Fair, who said prosecutors appear to be preparing legal action against some of its employees. So it'll be exciting to see that go nowhere. I just don't believe it. You know, I've got another story here from yesterday about Act Blue being charged now. Attorney General Ken Paxton says, I just filed a landmark lawsuit against Act Blue for deceiving Americans by lying about its donation process that allow fraudulent and foreign donations. See, Act Blue, just like SPLC, is one of these Democrat operations. They don't abide by the law. They aren't subject to the law like you and I are. It's been known for years at this point that Act Blue solicits massive donations from unknown people and then divides that money up into small amounts that it then says is being sent by individuals who, people like James O'Keefe, have gone, investigated this, asked the people, did you send money to Act Blue? And they say, no, I never have, even though the Act Blue receipts say that they've spent $20,000 in the last year to Act Blue. And they're like, no, I've never written a single check, or I wrote one check 5 years ago, but that's all I've submitted. That's obviously illegal. So why is it now that it's been several years after this was proven on camera with the interviews of the people who were claimed to have submitted all this money, now we're filing a lawsuit? And do we expect it to go anywhere? See, if this was a normal country, Act Blue would have already been totally destroyed. It would have been shut down and everybody involved would have been arrested by now, because they just obviously broke the law. SPLC is the same thing. You know, SPLC had paid informants in the group that, like, Timothy McVeigh was in ahead of the Oklahoma City bombing. Why wasn't SPLC declared a cooperating, you know, terrorist entity at that point? They don't abide by laws. They aren't subject to laws. So this, you know, we'll see, I guess. But does anybody want to put money? Because I'm willing to bet that Act Blue and SPLC will be totally unscathed at the end of this. I mean, they are two of some of the biggest organizations deliberately destroying our country and been doing so for decades, and they should have been shut down a long time ago. Even if just things like the SPLC, you know, hate watch list or whatever it was, where they would put churches or family planning clinics on there that would then get bombed. I mean, they are actual legitimate terrorists, but they've been operating this way for decades and nothing's going to happen to them. So that's just the way it goes, because this is what we're learning. This is what we're being forced to understand. This is what's being driven into our reality at this point. Some people are subject to laws that other people aren't. Okay. It's just, this is just the way it goes. All right. Now, if you are a Republican and you take $1 over whatever specific limit it is, you bet your ass they're going to drag you down and make you pay. If instead you're Act Blue and you literally have a systematic, like a program that dishonestly labels millions upon millions of dollars for the purpose of facilitating foreign funds into American political battles, then you're fine. Nothing happens to you. You can just do that forever. Likewise, our next story in the Daily Dispatch, Minnesota Public High School adds prayer room and foot washing station in their renovation plans. Because just like Democrats are not subject to political law, Muslims are not subject to the First Amendment. We don't have a separation of church and state when it comes to the Muslims or the Jews, for that matter. It's only Christianity. They will invoke separation of church and state to stop you from having the Ten Commandments in the classroom. but they will also build an entire wing specifically for the Muslims to wash their dirty feet. Great. That's great. Turns out when the woke left says they want freedom of religion, they really are just trying to keep Christ out of school. You can literally like switch out freedom of religion and Christ with any other instance you care to bring to mind. They don't actually care about any of it, ever. They just don't. They're on their side, and they're using our values, warping, perverting, distorting, extending them to destroy us. It's very simple. It's not even a matter of like hypocrisy. They don't believe in a separation of church and state. They have their own religion that they demand that the government support, pay for, believe in, enforce by law. There's no hypocrisy there. There's not even like cognitive dissonance there. They just don't believe the things they say. They're just lying. They're just lying. They don't actually care. They'll invoke freedom of religion to screw you over, just like they'll invoke rule of law or, you know, any other thing they claim to believe in whenever it's convenient. Don't trust them. Is this really that hard to understand? I mean, honestly, is anybody in the world just now learning that this is the case? Because, y'all, it's been this way for a very, very, very long time. Again, I can't help it but just use the same like metaphor or whatever. I'm just like, there's just this guy that just wants to steal our stuff. And he's willing to say whatever it takes. And it's people who are like, you know, I'm starting to think he doesn't really work for the city. You know, he comes here in his, you know, bright yellow vest. He says he works for the city, but then he just comes in and robs us. And he just keeps doing it. It's like, he's lying. What are you talking about? It's like, but he says that he's from the city. And then he came back and said he was a plumber. And then he came back and said he was a, and it's just like, yeah, they're all lies. This is all just lies. Like, you're just being screwed. You're just being robbed. You just stop trusting them. Just stop listening to them. And it's like, but then he says he also believes in, you know, the importance of maintenance. And it's like, he's literally using that against you. He doesn't believe that. He knows you believe that. So that's what he's saying to trick you, because that's how lies work. Is this really something I need to explain? My God, it's like that scene from Futurama when Bender is talking to the robot devil and he's like, you can't tempt me. Devil's like, there's nothing that you want. He's like, oh, I forgot you could tempt me with things that I want. You know, it's like, I forgot you could trick me by saying the thing I want to hear. That's how it works. It's the only way it ever works. They can't just come and say, we're Muslim, we're taking over your country, we're getting rid of Christianity and putting our religion in its place. You wouldn't let them do that. So they say, we want freedom of religion, we want separation of church and state, and then they build a damn foot washing tub in your elementary school. Like, this is just, they're just lying. Stop falling for it, my God. If we could just stop falling for things, be great. You know what we need? We need those 1950s style instructional videos. Remember back when we had a government that still vaguely cared about our well-being? They would produce PSAs that would just be like, here's how you should behave in public. Here's how you wash your hands effectively or cover your mouth when you sneeze. You know, these classic like 1950s style. They get posted quite a bit because they seem quaint now, even though all of the advice is still perfectly valid. And it's like, it's actually kind of a great symbol of our fallen society, where it's people literally just post, just being like, can you believe they used to post stuff like this? Can you believe they used to make stuff like this? And it's just like an instructional video that's like, ladies, if you'd like to find a husband, you need to be well-kempt and, you know, respectable. And it's just like, people are like, can you believe they used to say this stuff? They just have like 1,000 piercings and tattoos. They're just like oozing goo for some reason. It's just like, yeah, I'm sure glad we don't teach people decency and respectability anymore. What a strange time that was. Anyway, we need those types of instructional videos. I can host it. I can do it. I'll put on a nice thin black tie. It'll be 1950s style. And it'll be how not to be a goy, how not to be a stupid goyim. That's what we need instructions. Just like,
like examples. We need practice, practice runs. So like boomers and just like gullible, trusting and trustworthy Americans can just be like faced with choices where it's just like, I don't know, some gangbanger again, like just covered in tattoos, like teardrops down his eyes. And he's just like, you know, I'm a 16-year-old and I'd like to go to school with your child. And it's like, should you A, accept it because questioning him's kind of racist, or B, kick him out of your school? Like, we need like instruction, you know, because you people just keep being lied to. You just keep being lied to and screwed over constantly forever. And you don't seem to understand what's happening, even though you seem outraged and baffled by the consequences. You can't put two together. It's very sad. It's very sad where we are at this point. So, yeah, you don't need to ask for permission. You don't need to actually even care what they think about it, because guess what? They don't care what you think about it. Okay? Are you outraged that the public high school in America is building an entire building specifically for the religious purposes of its minority Muslim population? Guess what? They don't care. They're building it anyway. They don't care. See, if you were doing something they didn't like, they would expect you to care, and you would. You would probably care because you're a decent person. You don't want to do something that's going to upset people, but they don't care. They really don't. So you don't have to do anything for them. This again, I mean, it just goes back to like immigration or anything, because it's just this idea of like, you wouldn't do this to them, so why do you let them do it to you? It's pretty simple. It's called mutual respect. You would never sneak into another person's country. You would never violate their laws and steal a social security number and work under the table so you could send money back home, knowing that what you were doing was against the interests of the country you were living in, against the laws of the country you were living in. Like, the average American just wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do it because they're nice, because they're decent, because they are respectable. But you have to understand that other people will do it to you because they don't care. And that means they're bad people. And you don't have to feel sorry for them. You just understand they're the ones imposing on us. It's not rude to reject them. They're the ones scamming us. It's not rude to see through the scam and protect yourself. Is this complicated? Is this difficult to understand? I really don't get it. All right. It sort of goes back to the non-aggression principle, and not even saying like this is like a libertarian talking point or whatever, but it's like, what do we not understand about the people coming here and imposing something are the bad guys? It's that simple. I was having that argument or whatever. I didn't know it was a debate, but I went on with Sneeko, and he was like trying to like put me in a position where I would like say that it was okay that Muslims were taking over. And it's just like, what do you do? Like, why would you expect me to be cowed into like, no, I guess you're right. They are only 1%. I guess we can let them take over entire districts and, you know, prioritize their own people over us and write street signs in languages that we don't understand. Like, no, screw you. F you. Go to your own country if you want your own country. Is this... And that's what I would expect them to say to me if I went to Saudi Arabia and went, why are there no churches? You guys, don't you care about Christian churches? And we want to build here. They would just be like, go away. We don't care. We don't want you. And I would say, okay, bye. But we don't get that respect because we don't demand it. Because we let ourselves be walked over. We let ourselves be tread over. We let ourselves be suckered. Stop being a sucker. You're not a good person for being a sucker. So, yeah. And there's more stuff like that in here. But finally, we have this. Camp of the Saints soars up Amazon bestseller list after reinstatement. Vauban Books' edition of Camp of the Saints has surged up Amazon's bestseller ranking after its listing was restored. In a post on X, Vauban Books wrote, "We have entered the top 100. Amazon ranking data shows the publisher places the book at number 63 in books." Now, if y'all don't know, Camp of the Saints was written, I think, in 1973. And it is a future dystopian novel about the hellish possibility of all of the third world moving to Europe. That's why it's called The Camp of the Saints. It's basically saying, We have a little walled garden here called Europe where things are nice and pleasant and people are law-abiding and cities are beautiful. And outside of this little garden is kind of chaos and misery in like most of the world. And if we just throw open the garden gate and allow everybody from the third world in as rapidly as possible, it's not going to go well. And the invasion is going to be facilitated by leftists who hate their own country and feel like by sacrificing stuff they didn't build and they didn't earn, but rather inherited, that somehow they're offloading the guilt of that they feel for the success that their ancestors enjoyed. So, you know, it was a prediction. It was basically an accurate prediction of the modern reality. And the irony of this, of course, is the fact that we have to hear endlessly about banned books that either weren't banned and are never banned or are literally like explicit cartoon homosexual pornography in elementary schools. And it's just like all these people that are just like, they're burning books. It's like, no, we don't want, you know, I can't remember, you gay like me, whatever these books are. They're like, here's a chapter about where I tell about my experience first learning the joys of fellatio. And it's just like, why is this in my kindergartner's classroom? And they're just like, you're a Nazi who burns books. Meanwhile, there's a classic from 1973 that simply accurately predicts reality. And if you go on the banned books subreddit or any of these groups, they're all just like, well, we're against banned books, but not racist books, okay? And this like really goes to the heart of all of it, I think. Like the fact these people see no inconsistency, they don't feel like hypocrites, they don't understand that they're just principleless scum. Like they literally sit there and are like, I'm a dangerous person. I read banned books like Harry Potter. I read banned books like To Kill a Mockingbird. I'm edgy. I'm anti-authoritarian. I read banned books like, I don't know, I can think of Harry Potter and To Kill a Mockingbird. What are some other banned books they always crow on about? Fahrenheit 451, is that a banned book? Stupid. Yeah, they're like, yeah, well, I'm pretty, you know, the government can't tell me what to read. And it's like, really? Because the only books that are banned are the racist and anti-Semitic ones. Those are the only real banned books. Those are the only ones that are actually banned right now. You know, try to find a legitimate copy of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion or Camp of the Saints or Controversy of Zion or anything by David Irving, like Churchill's War, Hitler's War. Do you want some more recommendations? Because I have them. They're all available on PDFs on the Internet Archive. So we don't even need the physical copies, but it would be nice to have them. And it is interesting that, like, as an example, as a sample, as a, you know, perfect representation of the modern left, is that they really don't understand that they're engaged in the things they think they're fighting. They really will sit there and go, how dare you bring this book in? How dare you bring this book into the banned booked section? Don't you know it's banned? And they like think they're the good guys. They think they're legitimate. They really do think they're against censorship because they support graphic homosexual pornography in elementary schools while opposing just adult, I don't know, reading about demographic change. So we're just drowning in hypocrisy and stupidity. I'd like to breathe.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research and then go to the oliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bolivine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fight? He's like a Secret Service agent, right? He's like not bending his elbows. Is he a Rock'em Sock'em robot? I don't understand. I don't know what that is, but okay. Welcome back, folks. This is the War Room. Of course, InfoWars is in all the headlines these days. I just saw, New York Post. Furious Alex Jones vows to fight takeover of InfoWars by The Onion, asks his audience to buy up merch. Buy up the merch, folks. Folks, do you want to piss off Ron Carlstrom? Guys, Ron Carlstrom is going to tell you to eat a bag of dog tools if you wear it. Needs to go back to public access and praising David Koresh. Hey, this guy thinks David Koresh is the bad guy. This guy still thinks David Koresh was the bad guy, not a, you know, patriot that was murdered and burned alive along with 80 children and random innocent adults by the U.S. government. So there you go. If you want to piss off Ron Carlstrom, wear an InfoWars shirt. Like, God, you don't even have to like us. You do get that our enemies are the worst, right? Like all of the bad people hate us more than they hate everybody else. Does that not tell you a little something? Just a little something, like, from every side. Every side, the bad guys think that we're the bad guys. That make you think about anything? That make you think about things a little bit differently? I don't know. Might be a good way to judge us by our enemies. And, of course, you really do not have much time to get InfoWars products if you do want some. And it's not just about, you know, buy my stuff, but we've been robbed. Everything has been stolen from us. It's like people are like, oh, it's like he's making profit out of this. What? What, we're trying to make it through a bankruptcy that has stolen literally everything he's ever built? Oh, we're the bad guy. We're the bad guys for, like, not just accepting, you know, poverty and just going off the air and shutting down. We're supposed to just go along nicely. You know, some random scumbags rig a fake show trial, and we're supposed to just accept that because they're more powerful than us. Are you, though? Are you more powerful than us? I don't know. Seems like it requires our participation for you to succeed, and we're not participating, so you're not succeeding. Seems like if we keep fighting, we keep winning. So that's what we'll do, only we can't do it without you. We can't. It takes money to run this. It takes money to mount the opposition. To be honest with you, Alex Jones could have screwed all of us over and ridden off into the sunset and just gotten some, like, multi-million dollar deal with some outlet somewhere. I mean, he got offers like crazy. When people were finding out InfoWars were shutting down, everybody wanted to hire Alex Jones. He could have just, like, 3 years ago, been like, well, InfoWars was fun, but cutting the cord and moving on. It would have screwed all of us over. It would have, you know, given InfoWars over to them. They would have had a big victory, but Alex would have done great. He would have done amazingly. Could have moved right on. He didn't do that, though. He stuck with it because he understands why he's being targeted, why they want InfoWars like the golden eagle standard of the Roman Legion. They want the symbol. They want to mount our head on their wall, and we are depriving them of that, and they are going insane over it, and they keep breaking the law. And all we can do is persist, keep powering on, and trusting that we keep our head above water, eventually justice will be served. But regardless, it would have been served a long time ago if we felt like flipping over, if we felt like rolling over, if we felt like surrendering. It would have been a lot easier for us. So for anybody out there claiming this is in any way a grift, a scam, anything like that, like, just think about it for like 10 seconds. Just think for like 10 seconds. Just really sit there and go, how could this possibly be a scam? What benefit would this be to us ever? Is anything that we're doing fake? Do you want to research any of it before you spout off? Do you want to, like, look into it for maybe? Screw it. 5 seconds. Spend 5 seconds on it. 10, I get it. You're a busy person. Could you spend 5 seconds typing in the words to Google, hitting enter, and reading what it says? Could you try to do that? You do need to spend 10 seconds. You do need to spend about a minute because the mainstream media will lie to you. But the truth is in there if you care to look for it. And just, like, again, just think through it, y'all. You're saying, like, either everything that happened to InfoWars is totally legit, exactly like we told you, verified by court records and official reporting. Like, it's all just totally accurate, everything we've ever said. Or you have to believe that somehow this is being orchestrated, like, by the actual federal bankruptcy court, because you would have to believe that they were in on it. Why else would they be the ones to tell everybody about our financial situation? If we were getting big chunks of money from foreign investors, why would the federal bankruptcy court hide that? Because they would have to. Because you could go and find the official records of the federal bankruptcy court, and it doesn't say we're taking money from foreign powers. It doesn't say that we have ulterior motives. It doesn't, I mean, we handed everything over to them. There's no evidence of us doing anything wrong. So do you think that we have the power to manipulate the federal court system? If so, why would we do that? And if it was all a show, like, what would even be the purpose of this? This doesn't make any sense, especially when you look at, like, actual foreign powers, foreign agents, like the access they get, the way they're supported. They get to do whatever they want. They'll never get sued. Like, just really, I beseech you, I beg you, just think about it for 10 seconds. Really, really think about it. And I was thinking about that. I was trying to come up with a metaphor. I think I'll wing it. I think we'll wing it right now because I got the start of the metaphor. I'm not sure where it goes. So let's all find out together. Because what I was thinking, because people, for one thing, people do have this tendency to do absolutely no research and speculate about things that do not require speculation. A great example of this would be Alex Jones's weight loss. Now, I can understand if you're not paying attention to Alex Jones, you see him, he's looking rather chubby, and then you don't look at him, you don't see him, you don't pay attention to him for a year, and then you look at him again, you're like, wow, he's so skinny now. So the information you're working with is Alex Jones big, Alex Jones not as big. And then they look at these two things and they go, Ozempic. It must be Ozempic. He must have Ozempic or done liposuction or something. And it's like, okay, but in between these two images was an entire year where you could watch as he incrementally lost weight over a year, where he was posting daily workout videos on 5-mile runs. You don't need to speculate. There's no speculation necessary. I get that you might not have the information, but the first thing you should do is see if the information exists. Then if you find out that, you know, oh, Alex got super skinny and he's like, I didn't do anything different. It must be a miracle. Then, okay, you can go, all right, maybe something else is happening here. But if there's a perfectly reasonable explanation that has abundant evidence for it, speculation is not necessary. I see this with people speculating on why Alex turned against Trump. Have you clicked on a single video from Alex Jones? Have you read a single tweet from Alex Jones? Have you looked into it at all? Because it is not even remotely suspicious or questionable. Alex doesn't like the war in Iran. It's not that complicated. And it's the thing he says over and over and over and over. It's the thing that's imminently obvious to everybody. But this is what happens, is people just have no idea. And they start speculating. And they start finding things that look like they might line up, even if they don't. I'll just go ahead and mention it. And I'm talking about a specific tweet from Joey Salads. I think I like. I used to like him. I think he's on the right, right? He like ran for Congress at some point or something. But basically, Joey Salads is like, if you're ever wondering why Alex Jones is anti-Trump now, it's because Jones begged for Trump's help in the lawsuits, which Trump ignored. Like, what the hell are you talking about? So again, just baseless speculation. There's no reason to believe that. The timing doesn't even line up. And if you're wondering why Alex Jones is anti-Trump now, what? It's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Yeah, I'm trying to think of a metaphor of just like, if you're wondering how Luke Skywalker defeated Darth Vader, you know, maybe it was killing him with the lightsaber. It's like, but did you watch the movie? You don't have to speculate. There's an answer. There's a bunch of people that didn't watch the movie all discussing their theories about the ending. And it's like, what are you talking about? Just look into it for 10 seconds. So I responded to him. One, Trump has criticized, Alex has criticized Trump. He's not even anti-Trump. So like I said, I'm not even anti-Trump. If you ask me right now, gun to my head, are you a Trump supporter? I'd say, yeah, I'm a Trump supporter. I voted for him. I like what he said he represented. His campaign promises are still right. He's still better than the other option. I don't hate Trump. We're not out here going, Trump's got small hands and actually he did overvalue Mar-a-Lago and should have been sent to jail over that. Like, no, we stand by everything we've ever said about Trump. We supported him when he was good. We would support him now if he'd stop being an idiot and destroying the world for the sake of Israel. We'd love to embrace him again. Doesn't even matter. Fine. He's anti-Trump now. Let's just take that as a premise. Alex has criticized Trump over the war in Iran. He's been explicit about this. It's weird to speculate about something with an obvious and readily apparent cause. Two, Trump has never helped InfoWars. He didn't help InfoWars his first administration. He didn't help InfoWars in between. He never came on InfoWars after we gave him the big bump during his campaign in 2016. What? We don't expect help from him. However, it is his DOJ that crushed our civil rights case months ago, despite being a slam dunk case against the Democrats. Explain that to me. Because again, it's not like we need his help. It's not like we're asking him for a favor. This would literally be a slam dunk, dead to rights, bombshell case against Lawfare, the Paul Weiss law firm, the FBI, the CIA, the Democrat power structure, Bloomberg. Like, and if it was anybody else, the DOJ, well, this DOJ, who knows, because they're obviously leftist infiltrators, but a normal Republican DOJ would be salivating at the opportunity for such a clear-cut case of abuse of power, abuse of process, and just criminality by a whole swath of Democrats. But we don't get it because we're Alex Jones. Like, this again, this is the inverted thing. We didn't do it because we expected anything from Donald Trump. Period. Like, that's it. Let me continue with this. So, one, Alex has criticized Trump over the war in Iran. There's nothing, you don't need to speculate about it. It's not a mystery. It's explicit. Two, Trump has never helped InfoWars, and his DOJ crushed our civil rights case months ago, despite being a slam dunk case against the Democrats. And the point there being that this was months ago. So if this was about Alex turning on Trump, wouldn't that have happened months ago? Again, doesn't even make sense. So once again, you're taking something you have no knowledge about. You are then creating a baseless theory on the basis of a coincidence that doesn't even exist. It's not that Alex Jones got, you know, rejected from Trump and then turned on him. Alex Jones has never been helped by Trump. He's been called by him, and they talk and all that sort of stuff. But like, in terms of actual, Trump has come on the show, that would have been a big boost. He would never do that. Again, not, and I don't even think we've asked him to, but it's just one of those things. So then three, the fact is, Trump should be helping Alex Jones because Donald Trump is the chief executive of the United States and Alex Jones is a United States citizen who had his rights violated. Isn't that Trump's job? Forget Alex Jones. Forget the person. A U.S. citizen has been raked over the coals by a cabal of corrupt Democrats abusing the court system. What should the president do if not that? Like, if not deal with that? What is he doing? Going to war with Iran and loving on Alan Dershowitz, I guess. We'll get to that in just a second. Four, Trump should help Alex because Alex was only ever targeted because he supported Trump, and it would have been the decent thing to do. We never expected to be given preferential treatment, but the fact that we get mocked for expecting the same basic protection afforded to every other American is freaking wild. And that's what's happening. We're literally just like, we have been abused. We have been screwed over. Corrupt forces have robbed us. Really, like, beyond the money. It's been 3 years that they've had their foot on our neck. Who knows what we could have accomplished otherwise? Who knows what we could have done, what we could have produced, where we could have gone, connections we could have made? Like, all of that has been stolen from us because we haven't been able to travel, because we can't get access to our money. We can't expand because we can't get access to the money. But we're supposed to take it. But we don't get representation. We don't get an ability for the government to give us justice. And when we ask that, we're treated as if we're doing some play for play, quid pro quo thing. We didn't do it on the basis of expecting anything in return. I'm just saying, if Trump had a decent bone in his body, he would have internally felt compelled to do something for us. It's a reflection on him, not us. So the metaphor I was trying to come up with for this was, it's like my kids are playing out in our front lawn and the neighbor's front lawn has really tall grass and there's snakes in my neighbor. If you let your grass grow too high,
Snakes can hide in it. I don't want my kids getting bit by snakes. So maybe I go out of my way to mow our neighbor's lawn for him. Now, I'm doing that in part out of my own self-interest, right? Because it's something that I want to have done. So I'm going to do it myself. I'm also not expecting anything from my neighbor. He's not the one that asked me to mow his lawn, so why should I expect anything from him? I did it because it was something that was good for me, and maybe he's an old man and it would kind of be hard for him, and I thought it'd be a nice thing to do for him anyway. But I didn't, and you know, if he'd ask me, like, did you expect something from him? I might say, it'd be nice if he'd bring me out a glass of lemonade or something, but I'm not expecting that. I'm not doing it for that. I'm not mowing the lawn going, he's going to give me something for this. I'm going to make out so well out of this deal. No. You just do it because it's a nice thing to do it. But then it's like your lawnmower breaks and you're like, dang, all right, well, I got to go fix it. I'll fix it up. And it's fine. You don't expect him to pay for it, right? You're not like, hey, dude, you know, I was mowing your lawn when my lawnmower broke, even though you didn't ask me to. Now you have to pay for it. But wouldn't you feel a little insulted if, like, while you're covered in grease sitting in your garage trying to fix your lawnmower, he's just, like, on the phone with his friend watching you through the window, like, look at this idiot fixing his lawnmower like a jackass. He deserves it. He deserves to have his lawnmower broken. And it's just like, you know, I don't know where this metaphor goes, but it's this idea of us just expressing, like, you know, a good person would have, like, appreciated what we did for them. That's just a fact. That's just, and it's undeniable. Again, the first article relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook was published 1 week after Trump got elected, and it was specifically tying Alex Jones to Donald Trump and Alex Jones to Sandy Hook to try to draw a line between Donald Trump and Sandy Hook. 1 week later, the first rumblings of a lawsuit began. It was a direct consequence. It was a punishment for our support of Donald Trump. Wouldn't you expect some sort of, and again, if nothing else, for his own self-interest? And this is the thing that people, I was watching a clip of Nick Fuentes, and he was saying something about how Trump is bad, and he's the only one that recognizes it. And he was like, why would you, you know, why would you think Trump would be any different? And there's an obvious explanation for why I thought Trump would be different, is because it's his own self-interest. It's because we recognize that the Democrats are going to try to destroy him and that his legacy is dependent on him succeeding for America. So it's not like we're sitting here just going, oh, he said he's going to be good, so we believe him. It's like, well, he says he's going to be good and he knows that, like, he has to defeat the deep state or they are going to destroy him. They already tried and almost succeeded. They will certainly succeed next time. And they will be even crazier and angrier. And so this wasn't a matter of us just blindly trusting Trump. It was us understanding that Trump was personally incentivized to do what he said he was going to do. And now that he hasn't done what he said he's going to do, the Republicans are going to lose the midterms. He's going to get impeached. He's going to lose the second half of his second administration to endless, you know, bureaucratic imposition by the Democratic Party. He'll probably be impeached. You know, and he could very well be thrown in jail. So, which I guess makes the, you know, scorpion and the frog kind of the perfect example, because that's sort of the argument, right? It's like, well, I didn't think the scorpion would sting me because, like, we're both going to drown. So, like, Trump really is the scorpion from the Scorpion and the Frog. He shouldn't have screwed his support over. He shouldn't have screwed his base over. He shouldn't have screwed, you know, real freedom-loving Americans over, and he's the one that's going to pay the price for it. Sucks, but that's just how it is. And so, like, even if it is in his own interest, he should have shown. And this is the other thing. Yeah, I covered that in the Daily Dispatch. The other thing about all of this, nah, I got distracted. Dang, I had something so good, too. All right, hopefully it'll come up again. I wouldn't mean to ramble about this the whole time, but I had one more thing I really wanted to say. I got distracted. Got distracted by that headline. But I guess it's a good reminder. We should get into the actual news. I'll stop rambling here, but I do just want to defend sort of our position in the whole Donald Trump thing and just express that, like, oh, I remember what it was. Whew. I remembered it now.
Wait, I lost it again. I'm so tired. This has been doing a lot of work recently, you guys. All right. It's that Trump says the left always sticks together. He says it over and over. He's like, if there's one thing about the left, they really know how to stick together. And it's like, yeah, and support each other. And when their people get in power, guess what? They benefit. They have, patronage. They have patronage networks. When you elect a Democrat to do something for your community, he does the thing for his community. Because he knows that by showing that he can do things for them, he seizes their support forever. Donald Trump expects us to support him, expects us to argue for him and to defend him. And when he gets in power, he flips the middle finger at us and does what everybody else wants. And then he complains that we don't have any loyalty. Then he complains that we don't know how to stick together. Where is the sticking together for us? We did our part. We played our role. And again, we did it without expecting anything in return. We didn't go, hey, if we get Trump, maybe he'll, give us federal money. We don't want federal money. But it shows his lack of seriousness about being a political player beyond his own, immediate benefit. Because he's done nothing to set up a lineage. There's nobody that can pick up the torch after Trump. It's been like solidified as a, heir apparent of MAGA. Even now, Trump's never going to be a candidate ever again. And yet it's his face on all the campaign crap. So, don't blame us for not sticking together when you literally threw us to the wolves. You sat back and laughed and said, yeah, those wolves sure tore him up. He deserved it. Where's literally, and this is the thing with the neocons. If the neocons had shown just any modicum of being willing to, collaborate on certain things, say, hey, I know you guys don't like the war, but maybe we could work together on immigration. I know you got some big business concerns, but you could help us with immigration and we could, facilitate something here. But it's all greed. It's all just you give us what we want, then we do whatever the hell we want, and you have to support us, or else you're the disloyal ones and you're the ones who don't know how to stick together. You benefit nothing from us being in power. Actually, everything just continues to get worse, only now you're the one blamed for it. Nothing ever benefits you personally. Your people get screwed over continuously. The things that we ran on, we then call you stupid for expecting. And why don't you stick together with us? Why don't you be like the left and show us total loyalty? Because that's a two-way street, dumbass. Again, is this hard to understand? Am I really expressing something that's difficult to comprehend? Or is our president a sleazebag?
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.